When the Franklins came to this country from England, they were Protestants due to the Reformation and continued the rest of their lives here with the Episcopal Church. My elder brothers were all put apprentices to different trades. I was put to the grammar school at 8 years of age, my father intending to devote me as the tithe of his sons to the service of the church. My early readiness in learning to read, which must have been very early as I do not remember when I could not read, and the opinion of all his friends that I should certainly make a good scholar, encouraged him in this purpose of his. My Uncle Benjamin, too, approved of it, and proposed to give me all his shorthand volumes of sermons, I suppose as a stock to set up with, if I would learn his character. I continued, however, at the grammar school not quite 1 year, though in that time I had risen gradually from the middle of the class of that year to be the head of it, and farther was removed into the next class above it, in order to go with that into the third at the end of the year. But my father, in the meantime, from the view of the expense of a college education for so large a family he could not well afford, altered his first intention, took me from the grammar school and sent me to a school for writing and arithmetic, kept by a then famous man, Mr. George Brownell. Under him, I acquired fair writing, but failed in arithmetic.